Mission Improbable by the Boone Jennies. Episode 2, Diamonds.
What a treat. Been taken out for dinner by my daughter and her friends. Say cheese, girls.
Cheese.
Now, how do I send this to your dad, Jane?
Can we order, please, Mum? I need to be out of here by 9. I've got to write up my crime column for the Basingstoke Examiner. Wheelie bin thefts are on the up, apparently.
Guys, that chiselled Russian waiter has definitely got a thing for me. He keeps coming over.
Yeah, to try and take our order, Lucy. Why did you want to come here, Mum?
My cleaner, Katerina, recommended it. I've wanted to come for ages, but you know how hard it is to drag your dad away from the ladies' tennis.
You'd think they could give us bigger glasses. These are tiny. More water, Mrs. Roberts?
They're shot glasses, Amelia. And that's not water, it's vodka. How many have you had?
Seven or eight. That's weird. I feel completely sober. Must be my Russian heritage.
What?
Well, you know how I'm adopted.
Are you?
Yeah. When I was a baby, they found me abandoned on a Russian oil tanker, wrapped in a Soviet flag and hugging a potato.
Your dad's replied. Oh, I sent him a picture of the tablecloth.
I love your necklace, Mrs. R. Did you hear about that heist last week? The biggest diamond in Europe's been stolen from a high-security vault.
Yes, my cleaner says she knows who did it. You know what? I'm going to go for the potato pancakes.
What did you say?
Shouldn't be doubling up on the cards, but it is my birthday.
No, Mum, about the diamond.
Oh, well, Katerina used to work for this Russian billionaire. Yuri Chekhov. She reckons he stole it to add to his gem collection.
Sorry, Mum, can't stay.
Where are you going?
Russia! If I can find this diamond, it'll get my name on every front page in the country.
Oh, can I come? It's probably time I got in touch with my roots.
I'm in too. If these waiters are anything to go by, this Chekhov chap's going to be well worth the airfare. Bye, Mrs. R.
But girls, you haven't given me the bumps yet.
Oh, Amelia, that's my bag. Grab it. Grab it, Amelia.
Got it. Oh, it weighs a ton, Jane.
That's why you're carrying it.
Right. Which way to Chekhov's diamond-encrusted palace?
Oh, this'll be the directions from Mum now. Oh, no, she sent a picture of the cat. Great.
Is it me, or is that guy with the goatee eyeing me up?
Lucy, unless he's a taxi driver, I'm not interested. We need to get to Chekhov's pad ASAP. Someone must know where it is. I mean, how many shady billionaires can there be in Russia? There's the cab rank. Oh, look at the size of the queue.
I swear that guy from baggage reclaim is following me. I've been in this country 20 minutes and already I've got a stalker.
God, it must be minus 20 out here.
I'm toasty. Probably the old Russian jeans.
Oh, you're so warm, Amelia. Can I borrow your hat?
Careful, it bites.
What?
It's not a hat. It's Craig, a raccoon I've been looking after at the zoo. I couldn't possibly leave him behind. He gets terrible separation anxiety. What was that?
Coming through! Journalist on a mission!
Seriously, did anyone else just hear a gunshot?
I was right! That goated guy is definitely following me.
Look, madam, I've got a very important story to break.
He just ducked behind a car, but I know he's there! Oh, it's like a sexy game of cat and mouse.
If you do not back off right now, then...
You didn't need to shoot her, Jane!
It wasn't me!
I think it was Lucy's beardy boyfriend.
Must be the jealous type.
Then it looks like he's after us!
Finally, a taxi!
Get in, now!
Yes, please!
Sit down! Seat belts on!
They're very bossy, these Russian taxi drivers, aren't they?
Where's my dictaphone? Having dodged a shower of bullets, I am now being chauffeured at breakneck speed by an unfathomably grumpy taxi driver.
Shut up!
Do we have to go so fast? Craig's already got post-traumatic stress disorder.
Excuse me, lady. We haven't even told you where we're going yet.
You are never going to believe this, but my hairy husband-to-be is in the car behind.
Okay, hold on to something. We need to lose this guy.
Lose him? What are you talking about? Why are you turning down here?
I think Craig might be carsick.
My boyfriend's missed the turning. Right, give me the wheel. We are going after him.
Get off! I lost control of the vehicle.
We're heading straight for that lamp post.
Oh my God, we've killed the taxi driver.
You've killed the taxi driver.
It's okay, guys. She's still breathing.
Oh, great. Do you think she's up to an interview?
No, Jane.
Yeah, you're right. I'll give her a couple of minutes. Ugh, Amelia, this rat vomit's frozen onto my coat.
He's a raccoon, Jane.
Whatever. Just get me a tissue for my bag, please.
Righto.
Quickly, please.
Sorry, Jane. It's hard to find anything in between all these wads of cash.
What?
Nope. No tissues. Do you want to just use one of these 50 ruble notes instead?
There's millions in here. This isn't my bag.
Whose is it then?
His bag!
I knew he'd find me.
Quick, up this fire escape.
Why don't we just let him keep his money? He seems pretty het up about it.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think he might be a bit too passionate, even for me.
Are you mad? This money is going to change everything for me. I mean, us. Hurry up, Amelia. He's at the bottom of the stairs.
Could someone help me with this suitcase, maybe? Oh, I've dropped it.
Well done, Amelia. You've knocked him out.
Oh, another relationship over before it's even begun.
Right, you two, pop down and grab the money. I'm going to document this. Having escaped the murderous clutches of a suspected KGB agent, I find myself on a rooftop, surveying the lights of Moscow and planning the media empire I will build with my recently acquired fortune.
Jane! What are you doing up on the roof? It looks really icy up there!
It's slippery up here, but fortunately I have excellent balance. Amelia?
Jane, you're awake!
Why is your hat snoring?
Craig's exhausted. He's gone into stress-induced hibernation.
Where are we?
The penthouse suite at the Moscow Grand Hotel. Do you want some water?
Thanks. Ah, oh, that's vodka, Amelia.
Is it? I'd better not have another bottle then. Not that it's having any effect.
Sorry, did you say the Moscow Grand? How much is this place costing?
Hi, guys!
Lucy, what the hell are you wearing?
Oh, this? It's just a diamond and pearl tiara.
What the...
Well, I needed something to go with this sapphire-studded snakeskin suit. After my messy breakup, I thought I deserved a bit of retail therapy.
I was going to use that money to set up my own newspaper. The Jane Tater.
And I wanted to give it to an animal sanctuary.
Well, in a way, we have. There are 10 different types of animal in this fur coat.
Craig, don't look at it. Take it back right now, Lucy.
Hang on a minute. You look exactly like the kind of disgustingly wealthy woman Chekhov would go for. We're going to use you as a honey trap.
Don't mind if you do.
The Janie Mail can wait. Let's find this diamond. Oh, right on cue. This'll be Mum with a map. Oh, and a picture of my dad's athlete's foot.
Thanks. Приятного дня.
Amazing, Amelia. I didn't know you spoke Russian.
Yeah, what did you say to those security guards?
No idea.
Wow, it's incredible in here.
Can you shut that squirrel up, please, Amelia?
He's a raccoon, Jane.
Whatever. Right, Lucy, let's recap before Chekhov gets here. You're a Ukrainian aristocrat, and your name is...
Tamara Kalashnikov.
Good. Why are you visiting?
To discuss the purchase of some of Chekhov's jewels.
Great, and what are you going to do?
Find out where he's hiding the diamond and snog his face off.
The second bit's optional. I'm going to plant my dictaphone inside your fur coat so I've got a record of everything Chekhov says.
Yeah, might not be worth it, Jane. I don't think my coat's going to be staying on for long.
He's coming. Amelia, put that Fabergé egg down.
Ladies, hello. So you like my egg? Keep it. I have 40.
Mr. Chekhov, my name is Tamara.
Wow. I am bowled over by your beauty.
Well, thank you. Maybe you could show me your precious stones.
Not you. I meant the little one with the fluffy hat and face of Russian princess.
Amelia?
No, I think you're mistaken, Sir Chekhov.
I am not. Come with me, my beauty.
Jane!
This way.
Oh, blimey!
How did you manage to mess that up, Lucy?
Well, it can't have been the accent. He must have got my bad side. I'm going in there. Ugh, it's locked.
Ram it! Oh, great, and it's alarmed.
Someone's coming.
What's going on? You!
What's your beardy boyfriend doing here, Lucy?
Don't worry, I'll handle him. Listen, Beardy, it's over between us. Unless you're prepared to lose a gun. And you'd need to do something about that nose. It's all wonky.
Your friend dropped his suitcase on it. Now, give me Chekhov's money.
Ah, So that was Chekhov's money.
Oh, yeah. About that.
Lucy spent it. So you should really be pointing the gun at her head, not mine.
Jane!
No excuses. Say your goodbyes.
Well, this relationship really has gone sour.
Drop the gun!
What's our taxi driver doing here?
I'm not a taxi driver.
Well, that would explain your appalling driving.
I'm undercover with the Russian secret police. I was trying to protect you, but you seem intent on getting yourselves killed.
It's not my fault. I've got a gun pointing at my head.
Sorry about the neck brace, by the way.
Where's Chekhov?
I'm here.
Amelia, did he show you the diamond?
No.
And I also have a gun. A machine gun.
Would you mind moving it away from my forehead, please, Mr. Chekhov?
I am currently in the midst of a standoff with a loaded pistol inches from my...
Turn that dictaphone off!
Yep, will do.
Drop the gun, Chekhov!
You drop yours!
Get your friend to drop his gun first!
I'll drop mine when you drop yours!
This is ridiculous. Why don't we all just drop the guns?
Looks like the Russian princess gets it.
No!
Stupid fox! He's biting my hand!
He's a raccoon!
I shot myself in the foot!
And me, you idiot! Oh, this is the first shootout ever!
Well, that was remarkably fortunate.
Get those men handcuffed.
Great, well, if nobody minds, I'm just gonna pop into this vault, get a few photos of the diamond.
And the girls, too.
What?
Look, we said we're sorry about your neck injury.
We've been building a case against Chekhov for 6 years. And thanks to you, our investigation was nearly ruined. You three are in serious trouble. A night in a Russian prison. How exciting.
It wasn't, Mum. We were looking at 20 years.
Goodness! How did you get out of that one?
The chief of police recognised Amelia's nose as a mark of Russian aristocracy, and they released us.
Well, I'm severing all ties to the motherland. The way they treated Craig in that prison. He's even more clingy now. Won't come down off my head for love nor money. I've got diving club this afternoon, so we'll see how that goes.
Sounds like you need a stiff drink after that ordeal, girls. G&T's all round.
Make mine a triple, please, Mrs. R.
So you've got an amazing news story to write then, Jane.
Yeah, you'd think, Mum, but the Russian police made us sign their Official Secrets Act. So breathe a word of this to anyone and we'll be banged up faster than Dad can say Martina Navratilova.
Wouldn't dream of it, darling. I'll just pop it in the Christmas family newsletter and leave it at that.
Oh, of course you will.
Actually, Mrs. R, I'm the one with some writing to do. I've got a new pen pal.
Oh, good for you, Lucy. Who's the lucky chap?
Yuri Chekhov. It's great being a prisoner's girlfriend. You always know where they are.
Has he actually replied?
Not yet, but it's only my 10th letter. Amelia, how do you say unfathomable yearning in Russian? Amelia?
I feel funny. Can I use your loo, please, Mrs. Roberts?
Looks like she should have stuck to the vodka. Cheers.
Cheers.
How lovely.
Mission Improbable was written by and starred the Boom Jennies, who are Lizzie Bates, Anna Emerson and Katrina Knox, with additional roles by Anil Desai and Felicity Montague. It was produced by Dave Lamb and Richie Webb and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.